a decir que bueno era, ese hombre sí que era un santo, y por eso que me vayan a dar.
Hi everybody, this is Eric Mann, and welcome to Voices from the Front Lines. Tomorrow's the election, and as I said, as we had a real last week with excellent participation from our audience, we'll certainly leave at least the last 10 minutes of the show for your one-minute punditry and advocacy for who you want, and urge others to vote for in the progressive movement for the election, or if you urge a third party, or if you urge no vote. Thoughts on the election, the day before the election. One of the things I think is important is for the people, I'm speaking to people on the left who would understand that there are profound concerns about both candidates. So the question, that would be the audience or the point of view to approach this election with. Let's start with the incumbent, James Hahn. We worked with James Hahn pretty cooperatively during the last election, did not endorse him. And first of all, the Strategy Center and Bus Riders Union does not endorse candidates. But more than that, we like our independence from the candidates, and as individuals, we're free to work for whoever we want after we finish our jobs or as members. Mayor Hahn was very friendly to the Bus Riders Union. We met with him. He seemed really adamant, for instance, about the protection of the consent decree, which we had signed with the Los Angeles MTA. The consent decree, once again, involves a legal document signed by the Bus Riders Union and the ACP Legal Defense Fund on one hand, and the MTA and their attorneys on the other, in which the MTA promised, because of civil rights violations against bus riders, to make the bus system the priority, which it's never done, to give most of the money to the bus system, which it's never done, to dramatically increase ridership and reduce overcrowding, which it did very grudgingly and did not do for the first 3 or 4 years of the agreement, only after we took them back to court, to keep fares low, which it did for most of the time. Mayor Hahn, working with him, is a very difficult person to work with, and Kenley Hahn and the actual Mayor Hahn was quite a significant difference. Those of you who follow the system would say, well, what did you expect? The first thing is, I'm just really struck by his lack of fight. I mean, he went on, for instance, and appointed 4 people to the MTA board and couldn't even control his own votes. We would be on the phone with his aide saying, we want this done. And they would say, well, the mayor, I think he's for you. But for instance, the mayor appointed, as part of his spoil systems, Hal Bernson, a conservative Republican from the Valley, as one of his people. And then when it was time for Hahn to take over the job of chair of the MTA board, he gave it to Bernson. He didn't want to be chair of the MTA board. Now, that's fine if Bernson was a very liberal Democrat, big supporter of the consent decree. But instead, Hal Bernson was one of the most racist, abusive people I've ever experienced in public office. He would cut off Korean and black and Latino garment workers, hotel workers, and deny them the right to speak, cut them off after a minute, call the police on people. Taking people to the MTA board was taking people to a very, very hostile situation. When we approached Hahn on this, he wouldn't make eye contact, wouldn't support us, and he said, well, that's what Bernson did. But, of course, the issue is that Hahn appointed Bernson. In the last 4 years, whether we asked him on a very simple thing that could the public comment be in the front of the meeting, which is logical, that is to say you comment before the agenda of the meeting, not afterwards. I met with Hahn, and then, in fact, Manuel and I met with Hahn, and he started saying, no, it's out of the question. It's out of the question. I don't even want to talk about it. Quite aggressive. I mean, despite his mild-mannedness, when you see him in person, he's pretty hostile, pretty tough. And I just said to him, look, we are discussing this. People come. They take off a morning, and they want to speak at the MTA board. You have public comment after the meeting when most of your board members have left. He was unmoved, unfazed. In the 4 years that he promised to uphold the consent decree, he didn't keep his promises. On the fare increase, he voted against the fare increase, right? But he did nothing to generate votes. It was like, you want my vote, you got my vote. We had to pressure 2 or 3 of his appointees who, again, were for the fare increase. He couldn't even deliver his own 4 people. So it has nothing to do with partisanship. As a grassroots group, we've had a lot of problems with James Hahn. The appointment of Bratton as police chief, we don't think is a great thing. Chief Bratton has gotten a Hollywood welcome in L.A. He was known for a very frightening theory called the broken windows theory in New York City. What that means is you start arresting people for the smallest possible crimes. The theory being if you arrest people for broken windows, they won't move on to B&E, breaking and entering. If you arrest them for breaking and entering, they won't do drugs. If you arrest them for drugs, which shouldn't be criminalized, you prevent murder. But what it really means is that young black and Latino kids start showing up on police records, databases, juvenile hall for very trivial things that, as I pointed out many times, white middle class kids do all the time under the boys will be boys mantra. So, Mayor Hahn, lots to be concerned about, very little progressive. Now we turn to Antonio Villaraigosa. The choice of, I think, the majority of the progressive forces in the black and Latino community, but we're focusing now for a minute on concerns. We've pointed out that it's not a small thing, whether it's legal or not. How in the world does Antonio get money from people in Florida? I mean, we understand it's done all the time, but it does give you a little sense of pause, like some businessman in Florida who could be getting contracts with the city of L.A. gives money to somebody who's running for mayor of Los Angeles about airport possible contracts. Antonio was good to give the money back, but why was he taking it in the first place? But more fundamentally, he's been under tremendous pressure or self-imposed pressure to run to the right, to run to the white, as we say. For instance, he's accused all the time by James Hahn as being president of the ACLU. That's a good thing, Antonio. Why don't you just say that? I'm proud to be past chairman. Just saying that would be a good thing. Then he was accused of, during the time that he was president of the ACLU, he was accused of opposing gang injunctions. Well, gang injunctions are a bad thing. Antonio, you did a good thing. So instead of saying, you're right, I'm against, because gang injunctions are preemptive, guilty until proven innocent, violation of the right of assembly. A bunch of kids get together, if they say have the same hat, if they have the same color, the same tattoos, hanging on the corner, you can arrest them, remember. They can be arrested not for doing anything but violating the gang injunction. So it's another way of criminalizing youth at this time. So I don't like the backtracking on his work. Now, having said that, again, speaking as an organizer, there is still an accessibility to Antonio Villaraigosa that I haven't seen in the work of James Hahn. He has the candidate's problem of thinking he's better than you, of talking to you sort of out of the side of his mouth sometimes, the side of his mind. But when you can get his attention, when you bring large number of black and Latino people there fighting, for instance, against a fare increase, fighting for better service, a simple thing like going to the microphone, because he was appointed by Hahn to the MTA, and saying, excuse me, why don't you clarify what it was simply that you were trying to say? His ability to work with Manuel Criollo, Cynthia Rojas, and other members of the Bus Riders Union. He led, as I remember, he and Martin Ludlow led a motion in the city council to oppose an appeal to the Supreme Court. And is that correct? To the Ninth Circuit?
It was the latest order from Bliss in January of 2004.
And the MTA was thinking of taking that to District Judge Terry Hatter. And this time they had an enthusiastic vote of the city council to oppose the appeal and buy the buses. Did they buy the buses?
More or less.
So the point is that there was an example of the Antonio Villaraigosa, Martin Ludlow team, working with even his staff person, Sharon DeLugach, was accessible to the Bus Riders Union, crafted the motion, got something passed at the city council, and was workable. Now, all of you, what I'm getting to, now this has to do with you. I think it's really important when you're trying to pick between candidates, you know, we certainly know that someday we would like a progressive to left candidate, a woman of color, a person of color for sure, running in the mayoral race. One of the values of the open mayoral candidacies, you can have four, five, and six people running, so, and you don't have to worry about, quote, defeating the right-wing candidate, because you run in the first primary, and if you come in third, you have the chance to throw your votes to the more progressive candidate. Why didn't we run anybody? Why wasn't there anybody? And the question is, how many of us as individuals are even viable mayoral candidates? Not viable because we have millions of dollars in reserves for fundraising, but why can't we even get somebody who's been a civil rights leader, been an environmental leader, been an anti-police brutality leader, to run a kind of insurgent campaign? I think that's something we should think about for the next election. But then the second thing is, now we have two choices. And all I'm asking all of you to do, I just gave the bus riders union example because we've had direct dealings with them. Also, we've had direct dealings with them on the issue of police. It was not a small thing that Antonio Villaraigosa and Bernard Parks voted against a half-cent sales tax to bring 300 or more police by taxing the poor into the LAPD, when Antonio Villaraigosa voted against that sales tax. Now, he says he's still going to get the police. He says he can do it without a sales tax increase. I think he has not crossed that bridge yet, and when he does, he's either going to back down on the police, which I think is a good thing, or back down on his promise not to raise the taxes, which is a bad thing. But I'm getting, again, that Mayor Hahn was very angry at us when we were part of the coalition to defeat more police. I don't think we need more police, as I pointed out. We need less criminalization of daily life. You don't, you know, there's just a few rapists out there and a few murderers out there and a few of the most violent, out-of-control people that need some form of police constraint. But many of the so-called crimes being placed on the books should be taken off the books, and that way you could lay off police and hire more teachers. So my point is that when we come in, I'm asking you, if you're a teacher advocate, if you're an anti-police brutality advocate, if you're an environmental advocate, if you're a women's rights advocate, if you're a rights for immigrants advocate, help us by saying, in my experience, Hahn has been better, or Villaraigosa has been better, or I don't see the difference because in my issue. So that's the other thing, that many people in the left in LA are not rooted in any issue. So they keep saying, down with both parties. In this case, they're both Democrats. Down with both candidates. Well, if you're involved in any specific struggle, then you deal with the whole gamut, from Garcetti to the city council to Mayor Reardon to Governor Schwarzenegger. You begin to notice differences. It doesn't mean that those differences are significant enough to warrant your enthusiastic endorsement, but at least begin by saying that you can see differences. So that's what I'd like you to approach it, and see if you think, again, that the point that we have made on the show, that the growing Latino-Black coalition for Villaraigosa is at least something that should be taken very seriously by progressives. And when you get your minute to make your point at the end of the show, and we have as many as we can, is it 985-5735? Did I get that right? 818-585-9735. Write that down now, and this time we'll give you the phone number sooner. So we're going to take a short break. We're going to be back with Sandy Banks, is that right, who did the article on Mayor Hahn, and as we'll explain, the person who did the profile on Councilman Antonio Villaraigosa wasn't able to come. So it's not equal time, it's just fairness that the person... Sandy Banks thinks she can actually talk about both candidates, in fact. So Manuel will be kicking that off, and we'll be back in a little bit.